Good morning. Cloudy skies with milder temperatures in the area this morning, with most places seeing dry weather. The exceptions being a band of precipitation across the St. Lawrence Valley and extreme northern New York, the northern Champlain Valley, and northernmost Vermont, with some snow flying early this morning. Accumulations will be light, and as milder air flows in, we'll see a transition to some sleet and freezing rain across the northern tier of New York and New England. For the rest of the region, temperatures will continue to warm through the 30s and into the 40s this afternoon, and we'll pick up some rain showers moving in from west to east. We'll also have areas of fog as the milder air flows over the colder snowpack. So don't expect much in the way of sunshine today or the next few days, as a frontal system will meander close by right on through the weekend. Waves of low pressure along that front will continue to produce showers overnight tonight, with more fog and drizzle as low temperatures drop back into the 30s. Across the northern parts of New York and New England, these rain showers will be in the form of freezing rain and sleet, and some icing problems could start as early as tonight and into the morning tomorrow. Most of interior New York and New England will warm well into the 40s tomorrow, with cloudy skies and showers common. Areas of fog and drizzle will be around during the daylight hours tomorrow, but areas of sleet and freezing rain could be possible closer to the Canadian border, with icing possible going on through the day. A stronger wave of low pressure will emerge out of the deep south and head toward the Great Lakes as we go through Saturday night and Sunday. On this path, precipitation will become steadier Saturday night and Sunday morning, and mainly in the form of rain, with temperatures holding in the 40s and even pushing into the 50s from I-90 and points south. At the same time, a very shallow layer of cold air will sink in from southern Canada into northern New York and northern and central Vermont. Just how far south this cold air does progress will determine the precipitation type for these regions, but right now it looks like a pretty good ice storm is in the cards for northernmost New York, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, where we could see ice accumulate to the point where we see downed trees and power outages. We'll be on top of this situation going through the weekend. We'll dry it out behind this storm on Monday, and colder air will flow in, especially on Tuesday, with highs only in the 20s and staying in the 20s, though with dry weather on Christmas Day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for the mountains of the Northwest, including the Cascades and Bitterroots. 8 to 12 inches of snow will be common, with as much as 18 inches across the highest terrain. This disturbance and an upper-level trough moving through the desert southwest are expected to merge over the southern plains and produce an anomalous surge of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico ahead of a cold front. Widespread heavy rain is expected from Arkansas to Ohio, where numerous flood watches are in effect. Farther to the south, a severe weather threat exists for Saturday and Sunday night over the deep south and central Gulf Coast. In the cold air to the north, winter storm watches and winter weather advisories, along with a large swath of freezing rain advisories, have been issued from Kansas City through Des Moines and up to the northern suburbs of Chicago. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 23 degrees with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light snow and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 25, 64% relative humidity, south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Alice and Kingsville, both in Texas, to a low of 16 below zero at Cabotagama, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston, mostly cloudy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, rain with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 25, the average temperature 31, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2 inches even for the month and 42.45 inches for the year. 18.8 inches of snow for the month and 20.9 for the year, which is 10.6 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 20. The record high 61 set in 1957, and the record low 19 below zero in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with snow, sleet, and freezing rain, especially close to the Canadian border. Scattered rain showers developing closer to Glens Falls. Highs from the mid-30s to lower 40s north to south. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain tonight, with lows in the 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid-40s. More showers with areas of fog and drizzle tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers developing today and highs in the lower 40s. More showers with areas of fog and drizzle tonight with lows in the middle 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with the chance of showers today and highs in the mid-40s. More showers with areas of fog and drizzle tonight, lows in the middle 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 40s. More showers with fog and drizzle tonight in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and mild, showers, fog and drizzle, upper 40s, lower 50s on Sunday with rain, an ice storm near the Canadian border with New York and Vermont. On Monday, a mix of sun and clouds turning colder, 45, lower 20s with a mix of sun and clouds on Christmas Eve for Tuesday, and sunshine giving way to clouds on Christmas Day with highs staying in the 20s. Have a great holiday for WAMC. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.